This is Dr. Schumacher dictating an initial history and physical visit for a new patient named Ida Hatt. First name Ida Hatt, H-A-T-T. Date was August 24th. The place was the Pines of Burton Assisted Living. New paragraph. Patient profile. Mrs. Hatt is an 81-year-old female who moved in to the Pines about 4 days ago, period. Before that, she was living with her daughter, period. New paragraph. Chief complaint. She was seen for medical evaluation and problems include hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and she also has diffuse weakness due to tumors in her neck. New paragraph, history of present illness. Mrs. Hatt states that about 3 years ago, she had a tumor in her neck, period. The surgeons were able to remove about 95% of it and were hoping to stay or go away, but then came back about 2 years later, which would have been this year, period. They removed a lot of tumor now, period. They found another tumor on an MRI, and it was treated with 25 radiations, period. She thinks the tumor was benign, but could not really tell me what type of tumor she had, period. She says she has almost no feeling below her neck, period. She actually did have sensation, but it was diminished, period. She also is weaker on the left side, but can barely make it work, and she can walk a very short distance with a walker, period. Her hypertension is currently stable with amlodipine, and she's tolerating Lipitor without any cramps or other problems, period. She says she's been on these years for many years, period. She says her hypertension was controlled since the age of 26, period. New paragraph. Past history, hearing impairment, anxiety, hypercholesterolemia, hypertension, skin cancer, depression, urinary incontinence, fecal incontinence, and she had the above-mentioned tumors, which she could not delineate. She's had eye surgeries, period. New paragraph, family history. Her father died of heart problems, period. Her mother died at 86 with diabetes, hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, period. She had a brother that died at 79 with dementia, period. Another brother had alcoholism and COPD, period. A sister died at 74 with COVID. New paragraph, social history. No smoking, no ethanol excess. She was living with her daughter until she came here. And about 3 years ago when the tumor started, she was living on her own, period. New paragraph, medications. Lipitor, 20 milligrams nightly. Amlodipine, 10 milligrams daily. New paragraph. Allergies, penicillin, aspirin, Botox. New paragraph, review of systems, constitutional. No fever, chills, or major weight change. No fever, chills, but she lost about 40 pounds or so over the past several months since coming out of the University of Michigan hospital, period. I could not really delineate over what time frame the weight loss occurred, period. New paragraph, eye. She has decreased vision, ENT, decreased hearing, no sore throat or hoarseness, respiratory, no shortness of breath or cough, she's asking for chest pain or palpitation or dizziness, GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting or bleeding. She has fecal incontinence. GU, she has urinary incontinence, but no dysuria or hematuria. Musculoskeletal, she denies significant arthralgias, period. Neurologic, no headaches, fainting, or seizures, period. She has the diffuse weakness, especially on the left, and she feels numb all over below her neck. Skin, no major skin. She has a pressure sore in the right cheek of the butt, about 2.5 centimeters by 1.5 centimeters, period. It appears clean. New paragraph, examination. She's not acutely distressed or ill-appearing. Blood pressure 128 over 80, temperature 99.1, pulse 88, nystagmus rate 16, head and neck, pupils equal and reactive to light, eyelids and conjunctiva type of normal, extraocular lumens intact, oral mucosa normal. Use normal inspection. Hearing is mildly decreased. Neck supple, no palpable nodes, period. Lungs were clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular, colon, normal as 1-2, no gout, no murmur, no significant edema, period. Abdomen is soft and non-tender, period, no organomegaly. Neurologic, cranials are normal, period. Sensation is slightly diminished, but not completely absent below the neck, period. There's no lateralizing sensory problems. In motor exam, comma, she had pretty decent strength on the right, both with hand grip and shoulder movement and hip and knee movement, but it's not a normal strength, period. She was much weaker on the left side, though, period. She could barely move her foot and lift it up and or flex it, but she could do it partially, period. She was weak in thigh flexion, period. Her hand grip was very weak, period. New paragraph, musculoskeletal. There's no acute joint inflammation or effusion, period. Shoulder range of motion was just slightly decreased bilaterally, period. Passive range of motion was just slightly decreased, period. No rigidity or cogwheeling noted, period. She could stand up to her walker, period. New paragraph, skin. There's a sore on the right cheek, about 2.5, right buttock cheek, about 2.5 centimeters by 1.5 centimeters, period. It's clean and granular, period. New paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mrs. Hatt has hypertension, currently stable, and I will continue amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, period. Two, she has hyperlipidemia and alkalinity Lipitor 20 milligrams nightly, period. Three, she has a ulcer of the right cheek, and I will order Duoderm to change every 3 days, period. Four, she has debilitating neoplasm in her neck that we removed, period. She follows with the University of Michigan, and she is going to outpatient therapy, physical therapy, period. The hope is that she'll improve a bit with her strength and sensation, period. She's had five years of history of depression, but has not been on antidepressants for a while, and I'll watch for that, period. Overall, can any of the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.